Deliverance from negative influences. In Christian theology, deliverance refers to the spiritual process of freeing a person from the influence, control, or oppression of negative habits caused by spiritual entities, often referred to as demons. This concept is rooted in the belief that believers have been given authority in Jesus Christ to overcome evil. Rather than focusing on the power of demons, Deliverance Ministry centers on the supreme power and authority of God to bring freedom and wholeness to those who are suffering. This spiritual liberation is a multifaceted process that involves several key components, often understood as a form of spiritual warfare. The goal is to restore a person's spiritual freedom and align them with God's authority, allowing them to live a life unhindered by these negative influences. 1. Recognizing demonic influence and negative influences. The first step in seeking deliverance is to recognize the presence of negative influences. This is not always a dramatic or overt manifestation, but can be subtle and persistent. According to this perspective, demonic strongholds can be identified through negative thought patterns, repetitive, destructive, or obsessive thoughts that are contrary to biblical truth, destructive behaviors, addictions, self-harm, or other habitual actions that are harmful to oneself or others, persistent struggles with sin, an inability to break free from a particular sin despite repeated attempts and genuine desire to change, yokes and spiritual ties. Many people believe they have spiritual yokes or ties to certain entities that hinder their progress in various aspects of life. These spiritual bonds can manifest as repeated failures in relationships, persistent struggles in their work or finances, and a general stagnation in their spiritual growth. Identifying these ties is a crucial part of recognizing the root cause of these patterns of failure. It's crucial to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit to discern these areas of influence. This discernment prevents attributing psychological or physical issues to demonic activity, ensuring that the appropriate care is provided, whether spiritual, medical, or both. Repentance and renunciation. Once these negative influences have been recognized, the path to deliverance requires a firm and intentional response. This involves two key actions: confessing and repenting. Repentance isn't just an apology for a sin. It's a fundamental change of heart and mind that leads to a turning away from that sin. Confessing specific sins to God is seen as a vital step in breaking the legal ground that a demonic force may have been using to maintain its influence. Renouncing demonic influence. This is a conscious act of rejecting and breaking any allegiances, agreements, or ties, whether intentional or unintentional, to demonic forces. This is a verbal and willful declaration of one's allegiance to God alone, severing any past connection to evil. Seeking spiritual cleansing. After repentance and renunciation, the focus shifts to seeking a spiritual cleansing that reestablishes a person's spiritual purity and protection. Two common practices are central to this stage: pleading the blood of Jesus. In many Christian traditions, the blood of Jesus symbolizes the atoning sacrifice of Christ on the cross. Pleading the blood is a practice of verbally invoking its power to cleanse, purify, and protect a person from the defilement and influence of sin and demonic forces. Receiving the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is understood as the source of spiritual power and strength for believers. Seeking the filling or empowerment of the Holy Spirit is considered essential for spiritual strength and for overcoming demonic influence. The Spirit provides guidance, comfort, and the power to resist temptation. 4. Walking in deliverance. Deliverance isn't a one-time event, but the beginning of a new way of life. Maintaining spiritual freedom requires ongoing effort and vigilance. This involves reinforcing truth with Scripture. After being delivered, it's vital to fill the mind with God's Word, meditating on Scripture, especially verses that speak to the area of freedom gained, helps to reinforce God's truth and counter the enemy's attempts to regain access. Maintaining spiritual discipline. This includes practices like regular prayer, reading the Bible, and resisting temptation. This vigilance is necessary to protect the newfound freedom and to prevent a spiritual void from being filled by a returning evil spirit. 5. The importance of support and community. While personal conviction is central to deliverance, it's often not a journey taken alone. The Christian community plays a significant role in this process. Praying with others, seeking prayer and guidance from spiritual leaders, pastors, or trusted individuals is highly encouraged. This communal support provides strength, accountability, and the power of corporate prayer. Fasting and prayer. Fasting is a spiritual discipline often used in conjunction with prayer to intensify spiritual focus and warfare. It's a powerful tool believed to help believers gain breakthroughs in difficult spiritual battles. Important considerations. Deliverance ministry is founded on several core beliefs. Spiritual warfare. It's viewed as an active engagement in a spiritual battle against demonic forces, where believers use the tools and authority given to them by God. Authority in Christ. The power to perform deliverance doesn't come from the individual, but from the authority believers have been given in Jesus Christ to cast out evil. Focus on God's power. The central focus of deliverance is always on God's sovereignty, power, and love, not on the power or influence of the demons. The ultimate goal is to bring glory to God by freeing his people. In summary, deliverance from negative influences, from a Christian perspective, is a process of spiritual liberation that begins with recognizing demonic influence and culminates in a life of sustained freedom through repentance, spiritual cleansing, and ongoing spiritual discipline. It's a journey rooted in the authority of Jesus Christ and the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit.